The Ghana Bar Association has conceded that the increase in legal fees, as recently announced by the Judicial Service, poses a challenge, especially to patrons of the lower courts. According to the PRO of the association, Tony Forson, the new fees are beyond the reach of rural dwellers who mostly patronize the lower courts. According to him, the only thing that can be done now is for Parliament to review the charges.
The Constitution in Article 157 creates a body called the Rules of Court Committee. Now, that committee has got certain representations, including two members from the Ghana Bar Association, and it has specific year qualifications. Now, when their recommendations are made, the recommendations are sent to Parliament. So the problem that we are faced with now with these fees is that these fees were passed by Parliament after having considered the current situation in the country. So it is very difficult for the Bar Association to say that it either agrees or disagrees. Indeed, what is happening is that at the lower end of the justice chain, it is quite obvious that the fees are a bit too high. On the High Court and Court of Appeal levels, to some extent, it reflects the current situation, but the lawyers are up in arms because the jump is a bit too much for the litigants. So that is where the problem is. So it is not a matter of whether the Bar Association agrees or not. This is a constitutional instrument which has been passed by Parliament, but we do concede that at the lower end of the justice chain, where the litigants are mostly poor people, the fees are too high.
You just stated that it's a constitutional issue, but as it stands now, is there anything else that can be done about it?
The only thing that can be done about it is for Parliament itself to review it in view of the concerns that have been raised. The concerns have been raised by lawyers, the concerns have been raised by litigants that the fees are a bit too high. So it behoves on Parliament to go back to the drawing board. Maybe Parliament will also refer it back to the Rules Committee for further recommendations.
Who can initiate this review process?
Parliament itself can initiate the reviews process. The Rules of Court Committee can also initiate the review process. It is something which affects everybody. So the Bar Association as a body has received a lot of questions from its members. For example, the Greater Accra Bar of the Association has written to the National Executive Council asking certain questions. So all these questions, when they come to a head, it will go back to the Rules Committee, and the Rules Committee can also make further recommendations to Parliament to consider the figures.
One may ask, can't the National Bar Association take up the issue looking at the fact that mostly your members are affected and the ordinary people on
everybody
the ground?
Everybody is affected. It is not only the Bar Association. And it's, so long as it is a constitutional instrument, what will happen is that it will have to go through Parliament again. So the problem actually, I dare say, is that Parliament may not have considered this issue thoroughly before the CI was passed, unfortunately.
You also indicated that two of the members of the Bar Association are also members of this Rules of Court Committee.
The point is that these members have a certain age at the bar qualification. So by practice, when people are on committees, they don't come back to the whole body unless it is such a fundamental issue which they cannot express an opinion, then they will have to come back. But by practice, what happens is that a member on a committee just lends his voice to the argument, and the decision is taken by the committee.
I understand your point, but I was going to ask whether it was not necessary for a broader consultation since the fees that they are going to fix was going to affect everybody.
Well, unfortunately, Parliament is the biggest representative body in the country, so, I think that is big enough.
PRO of GBA, Tony Forson, talking to Bubu Klinogo.